Terminator Salvation time.
It is here.
That's right. Oh, we've been expecting it, have we? It is here. The long-awaited, anticipated Terminator Salvation.
I mean, why not? What's not to anticipate?
Everything is an anticipation.
I mean, the last thing we did was Rise of the Machines, so surely you'd anticipate the next film.
It's a good point. Very good point.
What are you trying to do? Tell these people that they shouldn't anticipate our content?
You will anticipate every single review we do.
That's right.
That's right.
That's better.
All right, let's look at some trivia and notes on my trusty little computer over here.
Wow.
Yes, released in 2009, starring Christian Bale, Sam Worthington, Anton Yelchin, who I forgot was in this film.
Really?
Someone named Moon Bloodgood. Yep.
Moon Bloodgood.
Yes.
Is that, that's the female, the main female, yeah?
Not Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah, the main female. Yep.
Bryce Dallas Howard, like I said. Common, Michael Ironside. Do you remember him as Joker in Batman?
What? Yeah. Do I remember him as Joker in Batman?
Are you even remembering what that reference
is? Oh, Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, very good.
I remember. Yeah, you see, this is why I didn't remember, because you were trying to tell me they look the same, and obviously they don't.
They clearly
I just
do.
Forget it as Hendo bullshit.
Yeah, righto. And Helena Bonham Carter.
Helena Bonham Carter is in this briefly.
Directed by Mick G.
I mean, Mick G, get your life together. Come up with a real name.
Get your life together.
I mean, seriously, like, as Melbourneites,
it's the MCG.
Mick G is MCG.
Yeah. I mean, MCG is doing pretty good.
MCG is great.
Yes, it is. Music by Danny Elfman.
Ah, Danny Elfman, famous for 89 Batman.
Starring Michael Ironside.
Of course.
Of course. All right, want to see a bit of trivia here?
Yes.
Number one, special effects wizard Stan Winston.
Winston.
Died during filming.
Oh.
Yes. On the 15th.
You could have prepared me, Hendo.
15th of June 2008, making this the last film he did visual effects for.
He was still going.
Why would you think that? It's been 23 years. 23 years? Oh, my math's really off. 12, 13, 13! 13 years, Dean. Surely you should have known that.
No.
All right, moving on then. During the filming in the summer of 2008, you know this one, Christian Bale yelled and used profanity at cinematographer Shane Hurlbut, who was adjusting the light in the
background.
Was
that the cinematographer?
Yes.
I thought it was like some second grip shit kicker. The cinematographer.
Yes.
Wow.
Adjusting the light in the background while Bale was doing an intense scene and got distracted by the cinematographer. His tirade was then leaked onto the internet, and after it was leaked, Bale publicly apologised for his remarks and insisted that he and Hurlbut are on good terms.
Yeah. Bullshit.
I mean, what he was saying in there, they did not seem like they would be on good terms ever again.
Like, Bale wouldn't let it go.
No.
That's the thing. Like,
No!
Like, he yelled, and the other guy was just like, he wasn't yelling back. He wasn't firing up. He was like, yeah, sorry.
I'll kick your fucking ass, man. So, all right, Bale, just calm the fuck down. All right.
Yeah. And honestly, I look at Bale differently after having seen that. Like, he was loose.
This was just after The Dark Knight as well. So, Bale is at his biggest.
Mm.
So he comes in and he's like, I'm fucking Christian Bale.
Yeah.
You will do everything I say.
Yeah. They weren't filming though. Like, if this cinematographer is like walking through the camera thing, like adjusting lighting and stuff, it would be like rehearsal or something. There's no way this was like, right, this is a good take here. Let's go for it.
Yeah. And he's like halfway through the scene, he's like, no, I just got to change this as it happens. Like, no, that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah, during a test, and because he's trying to get into it, maybe it's like the shot just before they go. And he's like, I got to practice this. And as soon as I get this intense notion, like, we go. Yeah. And poor cinematographer Shane Hurlbut.
And he's like imitating, like,
oh, good for you.
Good for you. Ah, Bale.
So, number three, Christian Bale later stated that when he was approached for the film, he expressed some concerns to director Mick G that the Terminator fan base was expressing about him taking over the franchise. So, Bale told him that nothing in your Mick G filmography suggests that you have what it takes to do this movie properly. Mick G ultimately convinced Bale to give him a chance so he could evolve as a director. And as of 2014, Bale admitted that the film didn't work, insinuating that it was ultimately Mick G who blew it. He has also stated that he would never work with Mick G again, although he wished him well. However, in a 2018 interview, he blamed script problems and the film's inability to reinvigorate the franchise. And according to Bale, Jonathan Nolan was asked to rewrite the script he had conceived for A Wonderful Story. But due to the writer's strike, he was called away to a prior commitment and was unable to implement most of the ideas. Nolan therefore remained uncredited for the finished film.
Hmm. Wonder what Bale got paid for this.
I think he got paid a lot.
Yeah.
Or like a lot.
Like, he would be the draw card for this film. You think about it, Sam Worthington is nothing at this point.
Sam Worthington, I think, I don't know if this was, I mean, this is just before Avatar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So most people don't know who Sam Worthington is. People aren't going to see this film to see Sam Worthington.
But I'm pretty sure
Bale is getting bums on seats.
Avatar was already filmed at this point.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
an audience still doesn't know who he is.
Yeah, because I think it was James Cameron who recommended Sam Worthington, because Cameron's still part of this Terminator series.
Yeah.
So he's like, Sam Worthington, he'd do all right in Avatar, get him involved.
Yep.
I did read, this isn't part of the trivia that I've left here, bonus trivia, I guess, but the initial story they were going to have didn't even include like John Connor. Like, it really was focused on the Sam Worthington character and Kyle Reese and what they were going through. And they approached Bale to play the Sam Worthington character, but he was like, no, no, I want to be John Connor. And you make the movie more about John Connor. And they're like, well, I mean, Bale, like, let's, you know, heed to his every need. And they changed the script up.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, I mean, the story.
I mean, you think
of Kyle
about
Reese and, I mean, what's his name? Marcus?
Marcus, there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Like, you take the John Connor story out of this, it gets pretty thin.
I mean, obviously, there would have been other things that happened along the
way. Think so.
No, that was it. They just cut all the John Connor scenes.
What a film.
Terminator Salvation, 60 minutes. Number four, Claire Danes declined to reprise her role as Kate Brewster. Charlotte Gainsbourg was cast but pulled out due to scheduling conflict with another film, and obviously she was replaced with Bryce Dallas Howard in one of the most unnecessary roles I've ever seen in a movie.
Yeah.
What a waste.
A waste of what?
You know what I mean?
Bryce Dallas Howard's
a waste of a character.
Insane talent.
What's the point in having this character in the film then? Like, the pretty big role in Terminator 3 comes in and is just a person in the background who says exposition and ultimately shows up to evacuate
people.
What
did you want her to do?
If you're not going to have her do something, don't even have her in the film.
But then people will be like, what happened to his wife? She died.
Well, wasn't she the one that sent back that third Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Or, I mean, that's a great point. Like, they can't have her not there. They're together at the end of Rise of the Machines.
Yeah.
And she's the one that sends back a Terminator later on. She's got to be there. They just didn't know what to do with her.
Which I wish the things that they described in Terminator 3 actually happened in this film. I wish that John Connor died at the end of this film, like it was told.
But they wanted this to be like the start of a trilogy.
Exactly. That's the thing.
You can't have John Connor die.
They expected this to be a new trilogy.
Yeah.
Obviously, this film was a budget of $200 million.
Obviously.
Obviously. And obviously made $371 million worldwide. So it was a failure. It was a bomb. So they scrapped the whole trilogy and went on to, I was going to say obviously again, and went on to start a new trilogy with Genesis coming up.
Well, I for one did my bit and put my bum in that seat.
Did you?
I did.
I don't remember if I did or not.
You don't remember if you saw a film at the cinemas? Wow. Your memory's terrible.
I don't think I did see this at the cinema. Number five. Helena Bonham Carter replaced Tilda Swinton shortly before filming was set to begin. What do you think of her? Tilda Swinton.
Would make no difference.
The role is small. It's two scenes.
Yep. Yeah. I don't care. Who cares?
All right. Just trying to offer some nice trivia here.
Who cares if it's Helena Bonham Carter or Tilda Swinton? They're both quality actors.
I mean, Tilda Swinton cared.
Did she?
I mean, why wouldn't she?
So she didn't decline. She auditioned and failed. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
You have no idea.
She was replaced. So she was obviously had the part, and then something happened.
Maybe she was replaced because she'd had enough, didn't want to be there.
Maybe something happened in her life where she couldn't do it.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know.
Let's speculate then. What do you think happened in her life, Hendo?
What happened around
that made her stop working?
When was Michael Clayton? Didn't she win like Best Supporting Actress for that film? Maybe she went and did that instead. Maybe she saw that script and was like, yeah, I want to do this. See Terminator. Your last movie was shit.
But Terminator Salvation did more at the box office than Michael Clayton.
What a got that sweet, sweet.
Michael Clayton. What a terrible title for a film.
Got that sweet, sweet Terminator money. She just have to hold out for that sweet, sweet Marvel money coming up.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you reckon she's getting sweet, sweet money?
Probably sweet Marvel money.
Maybe like sweet.
I'm pretty sure Marvel movie money is just generally sweet.
I mean, there's plenty to give. Yes. Especially now that, like, the Danny Jr.'s gone.
Yeah.
Right? That frees up a lot of budget.
If you're going to get cast as a character in a film where they're like, yeah, and you'll star in this film, and then you'll be in this film and this film and this one, they're like, oh, come on, sign on the dotted line. I mean,
these are actors. They go job to job.
Yep.
This is, like, guaranteed work.
Yep, for years.
MCU will not fail.
Absolutely. Back to Terminator, which kind of did fail several times. This has 6.5, over 344,000 ratings on IMDb.
Okay.
Middling.
Not bad.
Yeah. But curious to see if we give it 6.5 or higher, Dean.
Well, considering we don't rate things out of 10 or do halves.
Curious to see, what, 3.5?
Or do halves above the number 5.
Ah, I see.
It'll be interesting to see if we give it a 6.5, yeah.
Well, let's see if we give it higher than a 3.25. There we go. You wanted half that?
So we're trying to work out whether we take the over or under on the 3.25.
Yeah, so we
don't mind that actually.
Is it 3 or under or 3.5 or an over?
Ooh, interesting.
Let's find out.
Let's. Dun, 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 dun.
What do you think of the opening?
Is there music that goes dun, 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 dun?
Is there?
I'm going to tell you, I don't think there was, and I could be wrong, but just from my memory, which is piss poor, I'm only recalling it when we see Arnie later.
I think that is the case. I really think it is.
In which case, massive letdown.
I mean, mate, are they trying to stray away from the Terminator formula, and the only time they want to use it is that callback to when Arnie shows up? Arnie, because it's clearly not Arnie.
Ed, what? What are you implying?
I don't even know if you're serious or not. Do you believe that was actually Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I mean, was it not him in like the mocap suit sort of thing?
No.
It wasn't even his...
He was governor at the time. He didn't come back for this.
Did they pay him?
I think... Oh,
they must.
Yeah, to get the likeness rights for his face and all that. But I'm pretty sure he maybe had something in his contract that he was getting paid anyway for any future Terminator films.
It's in my contract.
After the giant amount of money he made for Terminator 3.
Mm.
Yes, but this opening scene, what do you think of it with Helena Bonham Carter and Marcus put on death row?
Not much, to be honest. It's kind of boring.
Yeah.
And as an opening scene to a brand new trilogy of films, kind of sucks.
You got all these new characters who I don't know who they are or understand why this is happening.
And it's weird, like they kiss.
And I'm all for, let's get to the post-apocalyptic future with John Connor now, please.
Yeah.
Hey.
We don't care about you, Marcus. And they set him up like he's a cop killer. Like, okay.
Did they?
Yeah.
I thought he killed his dad and brother. Maybe they were cops.
Killed cops, I've written.
I think he killed his brother.
Pretty sure he killed cops.
Maybe. Anyway.
Either way, it's hard to get on this guy's side, but we're meant to.
The character of Marcus is nothing.
He's complicated, Hendo.
Did you ever see the trailer for this film?
Yes. That terrible, terrible
probably
trailer.
Probably the worst trailer ever.
Oh, I don't think so.
What other trailer is worse than that where it spoils just the biggest surprise in the movie? Maybe Two Towers?
Terminator Genesis. They certainly double down with the bad trailer in Genesis,
it's
don't
true.
They?
It's true.
No, I don't know. Two Towers is what I thought of, but I mean, they show him on the poster for God's sake.
Yes,
but yeah, this is a twist. Like, this is a twist of this film.
It's the biggest twist.
Yeah, it's the biggest moment in the film,
and it's just told so nonchalantly in this trailer. So wow,
yeah,
way to just ruin the film.
Yeah,
could you imagine watching the film not knowing that he was an enhanced robot human
a cyborg?
Yeah, because you see it at the start here because they set it up. They're hiding it. Like, he's a human who dies, and all of a sudden he's back, and it's like, he's acting human, he bleeds, and there's never any indication that, yes, he's a robot.
I mean, the Terminators bleed, Hendo.
Yes, okay. But
you just said he bleeds like it's a point of difference.
Did you see that quick little shot of him, like, laying down when John Connor is walking through the area before they blow it all up?
Was it in the movie?
Yes.
Yes, I saw it.
Did you see it?
I saw it.
Because when he comes out of the rubble afterwards,
yes,
there was some speculation because people didn't see the quick, like, brief 1 second shot that he was there, that they're like, well, he's traveled. Like, he's done like the Terminator thing where he's appeared in time and he's come back to do something, or he's gone forward to do something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you see that brief shot of him, like, just laying there in as part of, like, the experiments that they're doing.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Fascinating.
Opening of this is not good.
No, it's not. Because they spend so much time giving us exposition here. It's really annoying. Look, we get it. It's a Terminator film. Just move on.
Yes.
Start the new film. We don't need a summary of the last three films. It's really annoying. Like, honestly, if you are watching this film having never seen the other Terminators, I still don't think you need this massive exposition.
Who is
dump.
This John Connor? Seems like a decent bloke.
Yeah.
Oh, he's been through. He's had a troubled life. Wish I could have seen that.
I must say, I do like the casting of Christian Bale as John Connor, because Christian Bale is a leader.
Yes.
Okay? You look at Furlong, obviously he was a kid.
Nick
but you
Stahl.
Don't see it. Nick Stahl. They're not leaders. You can actually see Christian Bale as a leader, and you do see it here.
Yeah, he's definitely looking gruff, shaved head, little mini beard going.
Yeah.
He's got a bit of his Batman voice going. This is John Connor. I'm Batman.
That's just his voice, Hendo.
It's not his voice.
That's his voice.
Does he do that in American Psycho?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Paul. That's not what he says.
I do really like this first action scene, though, with the choppers. I actually remembered this action scene.
The big long one shot of him getting the helicopter flying around.
Yeah, the camera going through the helicopter. It's very good.
Yeah. Did you
Take
see,
your hat off, McG.
Did you see the brief shot of a dead Terry Crews?
No. If it was in the film, I looked at it.
I had to go back on it because I saw it on the trivia and I was probably like 10 minutes past that. I'm like, oh, I'll go back and have a look. Oh, that is Terry Crews. There was supposed to be a much longer, like, extended scene there where Terry Crews was part of this action scene where you do see him die, and he is the brother of Common in this film. So it hits him even harder, because when Connor gets back to the base and Common's like, where's whatever his name is, and he's like, didn't make Terry. It, and he like breaks down, it's because he's his brother.
Oh.
Yeah, but they just cut all that shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Not a fan of what I just said? Not fascinating?
I mean, yeah, it's fine, Hendo.
One thing that annoys me greatly.
Yes.
And I think I've already discussed this on one of the other previous Terminator movies, is Bale crashes. I'm going to call him Bale. You going to call him Bale or John Connor?
Obviously, it's John Connor.
Yeah, just because I said that. I'll go John Connor.
John Connor.
Connor it is.
Okay. There was a bug. I wasn't just like...
When he crashes the helicopter.
Yes.
And this half busted up Terminator.
Yes.
Grabs him.
The T-400.
Throws him away.
Yes.
Terminator would just crush his neck.
I disagree.
If it was any other person, dead.
I disagree, because we've seen in the previous film, Terminators will throw people around who are important to the plot.
Yes.
So I don't mind this at all.
No, they throw John Connor every single time. targeted, identified, John Connor, throw him.
Must kill. Must push into a wall.
Yes. I was like, oh, come on. Just, if it was any other person, it would have gone, zzz, done.
Yes. Did it annoy you that John Connor is clearly, you know, the leader of the resistance and all this, and we know what his role is, but then he's got like this military guy above him calling the shots?
Yeah, because they don't believe in this resistance bullshit.
How can they not believe it? Like, we know, or they would know, that multiple Terminators have gone back in time to kill John Connor.
Why?
Because he would have told them.
Oh, so they just believe him.
I mean, that's there's like, evidence of
Connie,
it.
No, there's not.
What about the hand? They destroyed all that, didn't they?
Wow.
I mean, surely he would be spouting, hey, I know this is coming. And then like, I told you.
Yeah. And then the situation does happen. And someone like, oh, just like you said. And then like, shut the fuck up. He's a crackpot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
When Marcus comes out of the rubble, whatever, I thought that was John Connor doing some like covering himself in like mud to not get distracted or not get found by the Terminators while he was waiting for the carriers to come pick him up. Like some like
Apocalypse Now.
Arnie Predator shit.
All that.
Yeah. Because he's like, I'm here, send help. Next scene, it's nighttime, and he just emerges out of nowhere. It's like, oh, he's getting picked up now.
Yeah.
No, but it's like, it's Marcus. I'm like, oh, how boring.
Wow. Do you just hate Sam Worthington?
I mean, I really don't like him. I don't think he's good in Avatar. Avatar's not good anyway. What else has he done? Wasn't he in Getting Square?
Clash of the Titans?
Ugh.
I saw that at cinemas.
Do you remember the Aussie film Getting Square? Do you ever watch that with him and David Wenham?
No.
It's like when they were still Australian actors.
You know he's married to Lara Bingle though, yeah?
You mean Lara Worthington? Lara Bingle.
Do you not remember Lara Bingle?
Yeah, didn't she have it on with Fev as well?
Yeah.
And that's what like destroyed his marriage.
Who?
All the Americans are like, wow, this is riveting conversation.
So yeah, this AFL footballer.
Lara Bingle's the, where the bloody hell are ya?
Yeah.
And that's cheated, all she was known for.
Cheated on his wife with Lara Bingle.
Yeah.
Took a photo of her in the shower.
Yes.
Which circulated against her will. Not cool. Anyway, he's back with his wife now and Bingle's with Worthington.
Yeah. And they have like, they've got like kids and shit now. They've been together for...
Long time.
Yeah, very long
time. I don't know if they have kids. Do they have kids?
No idea. I don't.
Why'd you say it?
I thought because they've been together for so long. Well, maybe
that just
kids.
Means they have kids.
Sure.
I don't think so. She's a model, idiot.
What, models can't have kids?
I mean, it's... Puts a hold on their career.
When was the last time you heard of Lara Bingle Worthington? Because she's having so many goddamn kids, that's why.
Wow.
Anyway, we're done talking about Sam Worthington and his average performance in this film.
I thought you were going to say average wife. Are we done talking about Sam Worthington? I mean, I don't think so. We're just getting started.
Why don't we talk about Kyle Reese?
Kyle Reese, Anton Yelchin. Yeah, cool.
He's all right.
He's fine.
Yeah.
He's better than Sam Worthington.
He is, honestly.
But we sort of learn about this news that he's going to be dead in 4 days.
Oh, yeah, because you got Connor, who's an absolute nutcase, and dives off the helicopter into the water and gets picked up into the submarine.
Yes.
What?
What's wrong with that?
I mean, that is pretty ridiculous, if I do say so myself.
Oh, well, these things happen.
Yeah, I mean, it is, you know, a post-apocalyptic future movie. These things happen, hey?
There you go.
Yeah, this is where we find out that Kyle Reese is the number one target.
Yeah.
Like, everyone on that boat is, including Connor, but Kyle Reese is number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of John Connor, yeah?
Absolutely. Because they know what's happened.
So, if they kill Kyle Reese, John Connor dies, yeah?
Because if they kill Connor, Kyle Reese could technically still go back.
Hold on. If they kill Kyle Reese, does John Connor as Christian Bale disappear?
Like a Back to the Future thing?
Or do we get a new timeline where no one knows who John Connor is? I guess we'd have to get a new timeline.
It's like, the timeline splits and now there's a new multiverse reality.
Yeah, I don't think it's a multiverse. I think it's a new timeline.
Would you watch a movie where all the different John Connors from all the different timelines and actors and all that come together and try and take down
three of them?
I mean, who is there? No, you got to get all the other, like the old guy actor from Terminator 2 who played him with the big scar on his face, Eddie Furlong.
Yeah, Eddie.
Did John Connor make an appearance in the first Terminator or someone else?
I don't know.
Nick Stahl, Christian Bale, Jason Clarke.
Oh, I forgot about that.
CGI Eddie Furlong from Terminator Dark Fate.
Is CGI Eddie Furlong a thing?
Oh, do you not? Man, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time since I watched it.
There's the person.
CGI Eddie Furlong.
There's the guy who played John Connor in the Chronicles TV show. I forgot who that was. Heaps of John Connors.
The Sarah Connor Chronicles.
That's the one.
Yeah.
And was it Lena Headey who was Sarah Connor?
Yes, Lena Headey.
Yes, sure. Would you watch a Connorverse?
No. I mean, yes.
Of course I would.
I watch worse than that. Yeah.
So Connor listens to the old Sarah Connor tapes.
Let it go, guys.
Linda Hamilton came back as an uncredited cameo to record those.
It's so annoying. And they changed the tapes, though.
Yeah. Why couldn't they just get the audio from the first one?
It's not the same thing. Like, surely any diehard fans who actually care about hearing these tapes would be like, wait, what? That's not the right thing.
The way she says it is different, too. Like, we've just spoken about these films. I've seen the first Terminator a lot. And when she says it in this, I'm like, you didn't say it like that back in the 80s.
Doesn't make sense.
Lift your game. Just get the old recorded audio from Terminator, put it in here.
Would have been better. Did you like Anton Yelchin throwing a come with me if you want to live to Marcus?
Why does he know that?
What do you mean? Oh,
he's the original.
He's the original.
I kept thinking Arnie in the second one when he says it to Sarah Connor in the mental hospital.
No.
Yeah, he says it originally. Yes, that's good. Good. That's much better now. Instant half-star bump.
Wow.
No, not really.
So what's that?
Five.
Half.
Yeah, no, that's good. I liked it. Now I look back in hindsight.
Now you like it. At the time it was like upon reflection, minus half star.
Let me just change this note. I do like this now. I must say the green screen backgrounds are very, very rough in this film as well. There are certain scenes where when they're standing there and it's like the backdrop of like all the shit that's happening in the background. And it's like, there was the one where they're on the rooftop when they...
when they're first getting together.
Yeah, and Mark's like, I need a car, yada, yada, yada. It looked dodgy.
Hmm. I think the problem with Sam Worthington is he doesn't play a bad guy well. He doesn't play a tough guy well. I'm not even sure he plays a good guy well. He
doesn't play a guy well either.
He's not menacing. Like, here is a cop killer who the cops may or may not be his family as well. But here is, like, this bad guy on death row, and he's not scary.
Yeah. He shows up. He's like, yeah, I'm going to do what I want. It's like, these guys will mess you up.
Yeah. He's an idiot.
Yes, he is.
I like, though, the callback to Terminator 1 where he's like, what day is it? What year?
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
Whatever.
I'm taking the under on Hendo's score.
I mean, I didn't care for that.
Okay.
Because it came from Sam Worthington.
Just going back to John being a natural leader, I think this scene here where you've got resistance members huddled around radios listening to him saying, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
And I'm Batman.
I thought that was great. Yeah. I really was like, yes, this is the John Connor that we have heard of.
Yes.
I really think they nailed the casting with Bale here.
I really do think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of the whole storyline of they found this, like the sound wave or whatever the hell they found?
Like,
oh, this is going to, we're going to use this to disable all the tech.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get into Skynet, you know, but then it turns out, whoop, it was a whole big fake out and we're using it the whole time to track the big generals and all that sort of shit. What do you think of that? Did you pick up on that when you watched it the first time?
I mean, I didn't pick up on it when I watched it the second time. I didn't know that that was a fake.
Is this the second time you watched it?
Could be a third.
I think this is the second for me.
I think third, actually. Okay. I think I would have watched this again.
See, I did remember that this was a trick because I remember Ironside getting blown up in the submarine because they're like, it was like it's a trap kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when they said, there's
Terminator.
Yeah.
From Star Wars.
I know.
It's a trap.
When they started talking about, we found this hidden sound wave that we're going to use to track them, I was like, oh, that's what happens. Yeah, it's a whole big ploy to get Kyle Reese and John Connor there.
Mm.
Yeah, kill them.
Let's get to the best scene in the movie, though. How good is this action scene where Kyle Reese and Sam Worthington go and they meet this little group, which is weird because the old lady's like, yes, we'll give you everything. And the guys are like, what the fuck's your problem? Stop giving away our stuff.
Do you not care about the scene where the little drone follows them and shit?
Not really.
And they jack the car?
Nah.
Right.
And then...
Clearly
then
not.
We get this huge action scene, which goes for ages. Fantastic. This honestly, great action scene.
This is the point where I was watching it and I'm going, this isn't as bad as I remember.
Yeah.
I'm actually not hating on anything in this film. Like, Sam Worthington's like, yeah, but he's, it's not like, oh, this is shit because of him. It's like, hey, he's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let down, but everything's been pretty good so far.
Yeah.
And this just really elevates it.
Yeah.
Do you prefer this action scene or the Terminator 3 action scene?
This.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really good.
It is really good.
It is.
Glad we got something positive to say.
Yeah. Sounds pretty negative so far.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Let's change our tune, shall we?
So Marcus meets this moon actress who goes by Blair Williams. Now, if you're playing at home, I don't recommend Googling Blair Williams.
Or Moon Bloodgood, for that matter.
No, Google Moon Bloodgood. He's quite nice.
Did you say don't Google Blair? Is that her name, Blair Williams?
Yes.
Yeah, I know Blair Williams.
I bet you do. When they said it, I was like, really? I looked at it, I was like, oh, it is Blair Williams.
She's changed. Maybe that was what she used to do before Salvation.
Ah, right.
Dean said, don't Google Blair Williams, but he was really saying, Google Blair Williams.
You'll be disappointed. I mean, the thing with Marcus is, his whole story is around second chances. Like, do you think people deserve a second chance? And it's him trying to get his redemption for killing his possible father and brother, friends.
So you know where this storyline for him is going to go. It's always going to end up with him
sacrificing himself.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. All right. So Marcus and Blair, they end up back at the resistance base.
Hmm.
And it's like, oh, careful. This is a minefield. We just need to take our time.
I wonder what happens.
Take your time? Like, is this just a, hey, just hope.
Take your time.
Is it just a, hope you don't step on one? Or is it a, we know where these mines are. Just take your time walking around them.
Do they know where they are?
Marcus clearly doesn't. Because it's like, hey, we need to risk our lives to just carefully tread over this entire minefield. It seems like they don't have any idea where these things are. And they're like, hey, if we just take our time, we'll be right. Because he's just like, click. He's like, ah, shit.
How would you get through a minefield? Do you like have rocks and just like throw them?
Yeah, when you just get like a whole thing of rocks and just...
I mean, you've seen The Hurt Locker.
I've seen Land of Mine as well. Do you think that's what they should do? Just get their knife and just go along and see if there's any mines there?
Yes. What's the hurry? He's a Terminator.
He doesn't know that.
Okay, but he does hit the landmine, gets blown up, and we get the Christian Bale talking to Marcus scene.
See, I thought his like entire lower body got blown off from memory.
Me too.
Like, it's just not really that damaged.
Not that damaged.
Like an explosion surely would have taken a limb off.
He's made of metal, Hendo.
I mean, I get your point.
Yeah.
Should have done worse damage though.
Okay.
Reese really isn't doing much at this point. He's kind of been captured and he's been thrown in that prison.
Yeah.
Are the machines trying to find Kyle Reese now? Aren't they scanning through? Because yeah, one of them does go, oh, there's Kyle Reese. Why don't they just kill him?
Plot.
Is he not the number one person on the kill list? Why wouldn't that claw just come and go, we win?
I think
logically.
You think far too much of the robots. All right. They don't have human logic.
I mean, their objective is to kill these people. Yeah, that is it.
No, they said 4 days from now. They got plenty of time.
Is it a ploy to bring Connor in? I don't think it is.
I think it's better for them if they... Oh, but then, yeah, we talk about multiple timelines. If they kill Kyle Reese, I think it's a new timeline is created.
Maybe they need to get them together and kill them together. Perhaps.
I'm sure Genesis explains all the timelines pretty well.
I don't think it does from memory.
Anyway, did you like the scene of Bale and Worthington talking?
Bale really elevates it.
Yeah. I think the reveal was okay. I think it could have been better. And I don't think it looks that great either.
I never had a shock realization to the whole thing because you already knew it. It was like, yeah, okay, you're a machine.
I'm not sure I bought how much Blair is willing to give her life in this post-apocalyptic world that obviously it must be super fucking hard to survive there, right? And she's willing to give it all away to help this guy she met.
He snuggled with her. He saved her from those three blokes, the rapage, yes. But Connor's just like, this is what they do. They ingratiate themselves and then they'll kill you. But she doesn't know any of that, which is weird why he would think that, because twice now in his life, he has had a machine that's come back and ingratiated himself into his life and saved his life.
Yeah.
And then sacrificed himself to save John Connor. Where is he getting this idea that they all want to kill you? That's all they want to do. It's like, you've had two perfectly fine T-800s.
Mm.
Save your life.
Mm. You'd think you'd remember that.
I think you would.
Hmm.
What do you think of these machines, like the snake machines that come out of the water? I think...
Very Fellowship of the Ring.
I thought Connor was smarter than that to like stay out of the water. Like he's looking in there like, where is this guy?
And then, this isn't Jaws.
He's just dealt with this snake machine before when they captured one and he's trying to figure out what it is. Don't you think he, you know, in the dark, muddy water when he's trying to find Marcus, just maybe keep your head away from the water for starters?
But they want Marcus.
And they don't care about these snake machines.
Anyway, let's cut to Marcus saves John.
Yes.
And then they're best friends.
Are they best friends?
Bestest of friends.
Bestest of buddies.
I mean, maybe second best friend behind Common.
Fist bump.
Yeah.
Okay, what, you didn't like that?
No, it was good.
You know, like he changed his mind immediately on
it. It was good. It was fine.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Then they go into Skynet, right? You with me?
No, because okay. I don't know if it's Kate or Blair or whoever he talks to, when he just looks and goes, I'll be back. So, I thought that was cringy.
Why? It's a franchise.
No one was around Arnie in the first one when he said that. Yet every.
Do you think he's the only person who's ever said that?
It makes a whole lot of sense.
I bet.
Kyle Reese says, come with me if you want to live, because he says that here right now.
I don't even think I'll be back is that like strange of a thing to say. Like if you're going somewhere, it's like, I'll be back. It's normal.
It's not like that.
You would have said it 100 times in your life at least.
It's not said. I don't look and go, I'll be back.
No. But you're not tough like Bale, right? You'd be like, I'll be back. And you walk away.
I mean, that's not how it's played.
Your little girl voice.
I'll be back. See, here's a good callback that I like. When Bale is setting up this, basically a pull rope for this this motorbike, he's playing You Could Be Mine by Guns N' Roses. Like what he's playing on his little dirt bike when he was riding along back in 1991.
I mean, what sort of access does this guy have to music at this point?
Oh, my God. Are you going to just combat everything I say? I'll be back. That was it. Oh, that was pretty good. This is a good callback. Is it, though?
I was like, really took me out of the film, you know? Like, how many post-apocalyptic films do you see where they're just casually chilling out to music like this?
My God, he has access to a radio where he can transmit to people to talk to. Surely he's got...
What, you think there's FM stations going?
He's got his old little tape that he had.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you got a few of your tapes from childhood, do you?
I'm not John Connor. I'm not leader of the resistance.
I mean, it's less likely that he would have it because he gets rid of everything.
Nah, he kept that because it was nostalgic for him.
He doesn't have nostalgia. He's John Connor.
I do think it's ridiculous, though, that this robot motorbike that can take out anything gets taken out by a rope.
Was it a robot rope?
No, it was a rope. Because it's riding along, goes ding, and it goes flying and crashes. Stupid.
Ropes are dangerous, man.
Surely this robot is seeing up ahead danger. There's a man right there holding a rope.
Yeah.
It's convenient to the plot. That's what it is. So they get into Skynet. I mean, the endoskeletons look good for the CGI. I thought that was all right. The whole Marcus talking to Helen Bonham Carter stuff is...
Yeah, cringy.
Boring.
Yeah, it is boring.
Yeah.
Would have been much better if Tilda Swinton was in there.
It would have been much better if Sam Worthington wasn't in there.
Wow.
What about the Arnie? The T-800 finally rocks up.
It's great.
Yeah, it's good.
I really liked it.
Yeah, the classic score comes back in.
Yeah.
It's great.
Reminds us of better films.
Yes. The whole fight here, definitely reminiscent of the T2 final battle in the construction place. The first one when they're in the
construction place.
Yeah, I mean, it's all fine. But again, T-800 does his classic. I'm going to pick John Connor up and I'm going to throw him. Just keep throwing him around. It seems to be their thing. John Connor is here. Objective, throw him around.
It's fine. But obviously, Marcus comes in and saves the day yet again.
Yep. I mean... Fine, he's there, he stalls him. I did like when, I believe it's Connor, douses him in the molten lava and freezes him.
Yep.
And because he's like messed up his leg, he can't get away properly. And like you see the T-800 like just like starting to break across as he's trying to do something.
Hmm.
He's trying to do something to help himself out here. And that part when he's just about to grab him and he's screaming like, do it! And he gets the scar on his face. I thought it was great.
Mm.
Really good.
That was good.
Highlight of the film.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the best part of the film, but a highlight of the film.
A highlight.
Yes.
Not the highlight.
No. I think the highlight was the big action piece from before.
I mean, that's what we both agreed with earlier. I was just making sure you weren't going against that.
No. This is up there.
Up there as one of the highlights, but not the highlight.
Not the absolute highlight.
Okay.
Yeah. I love how they blow this place up. They're not too far away from the place when they do it. They know what this explosion is going to be like. Let's get in the helicopter, fly away for like a couple of seconds and blow it up then. You could be away a fair while before you hit that button to blow it up.
What if the range wasn't very good?
Come back and do it again. Get closer. But don't have to be so close where your helicopter could potentially get destroyed by this explosion, which is pretty damn close to what happens.
Yeah, but it didn't, so.
Oh, okay. My mistake.
All right, but let's cut to them on the hospital beds outside.
Ugh. Blech. This is stupid. I wish John Connor died.
Wow. So much hate. Wouldn't you rather Sam Worthington dying?
Oh, I wish he wasn't there to begin with. But Connor dies by the hands of the T-800 like it was told to us. And then we move on from there. But now they have to, we're setting up further movies that we're never going to see again.
Mm.
And then, you know, oh, Marcus saves the day. Wish Kate saved the day.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. Wish Cole Reese saved the day.
That would be cool.
Yeah. But that's it. Terminator Salvation. I'll go first. I feel like I spoke quite negative about this film, but I feel like it's really centered towards the character of Sam Worthington. If he wasn't in this all, his character was a bit more worth it. Might have gone up a bit more for me. But overall, I'm genuinely surprised that I did enjoy this film.
Mm.
I think it's paced quite well. Christian Bale is great in this film.
Mm.
Anton Yelchin is good in his part.
Yes.
All the action pieces are very solid in this film.
Go on.
It is a very, like, it's a pretty good post-apocalyptic style movie.
Yes. Are we getting a banger today, Hendo?
Hmm. Nowhere near a banger.
Oh, wow.
This is better than Terminator 3.
Yes.
I would recommend this. 3 stars.
Okay. Very good. For me, I found it a little slow.
Okay.
I also hate the color scheme of this film.
You don't like that saturated post-apocalyptic look? Did you want it to have bright colors and lots of blues and greens and reds?
Yep.
In this barren wasteland?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Give me a blue sky. I'd settle for that.
Nah.
Everything's just brown.
Yep.
It's like, okay, like you can do something to cheer us up a bit. Maybe a plant?
Hmm? Or a plant.
Plant wouldn't go astray.
You think a plant was surviving this
I mean, if there's no plants,
nuclear war?
There's no oxygen. So yeah, there's some plant somewhere.
This world war, this entire world war nuclear devastation.
I mean, it can't be that bad. Humans have survived.
Barely.
Yeah, but they have. And there will be trees and plant life. And I want some.
Oh, you want some plants, do you?
I want some plants.
More plants.
I also think the story was thin, okay? There wasn't a heap of good story to tell. It was pretty, like, generic. Once they had this idea of a half-human, half-Terminator, they just went all in on that, threw John Connor in for some good luck, and that was that. I agree with what you say, though. Christian Bale's great. I don't mind the script. I don't mind the story. I just wanted more story.
You changed your tune then.
And the action is really, really good.
Are we going over that 3.25 or under?
I don't know.
Ooh.
3 stars.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah. Simply because I can't imagine wanting to watch this again. It's just a bit drab.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah.
All right. Terminator Salvation is done.
In the books.
That's right. So we've got 2 more Terminator films coming up. Next one, Terminator Genesis.
Yes.
Then obviously we've got Dark Fate after that. And then next series, you'll find out in the very near future when we give our April patron update.
Mm, look forward to that.
Yes. But until then, thank you very much, patrons, for checking this out. We'll see you next time for Genesis.
Bye.